In their coverage of the Missouri kidnappings, many news reporters have cited the same statistic. 800,000 children disappear every year, or about 2,000 a day. But how reliable are those numbers? That's a question for the Explainer team at the online magazine Slate, and here with the answer is Slate's Andy Bowers.
Those figures are fairly reliable, but easily misinterpreted. Saying a child is missing can mean any number of things. A child who has run away from home counts the same as a kidnapping victim. For officials, the total number includes those who fall into several different categories: family abduction, non-family abduction, runaways, abandoned children, or lost and so-called otherwise missing children. Local police departments register missing children with federal authorities, specifying what type of abduction it is. So it's true that according to a 2002 study, nearly 800,000 people under 18 were reported missing in a one-year period. But of those cases, just over 200,000 were family abductions, 58,200 were non-family abductions, and only 115 were so-called stereotypical kidnappings. Even these categories can be misleading. Overstaying a visit with a non-custodial parent, for example, could qualify as a family abduction. But in other ways, these figures may understate the problem, since many short abductions or runaways never get reported.
Andy Bowers is a Slate senior editor. That explainer was compiled by Christopher Beam.